Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
The bank NatWest have made some major improvements to their banking app so that it's much easier to use if you're blind or partially sighted. Head of Digital Service at NatWest is Miles Hillier. First of all, we went back to basics and described just what a banking app is.
Banking apps and apps in general have become part of our day-to-day life for many of us in the UK as we've adopted smartphones with enthusiasm. But a banking app basically is a really quick, convenient and secure way of you viewing your banking on your mobile and then making the transactions that you would typically make. Perhaps online via telephony or in a branch, so balance transfers, making payments, etc. It's phenomenally popular. At NatWest, we've got over 4 million active mobile banking users now. And on average, our customers use those services more than once today. So extremely popular. And we're seeing that grow every day. And when we look at our customer base, we know that we've got over 10,000 customers who are actually blind and partially sighted trying to navigate our banking apps right now. And so everyone really is starting to switch their habits to bank in a slightly different way using the technology that's available to them.
So was that the catalyst for looking at the accessibility and updating the app?
Well, actually, the journey with relation to updating our app started over a year ago. Our chief executive, Ross McEwen, held one of our regular customer listening events, and one of the pieces of feedback we actually had from a blind customer was we weren't doing enough as a bank to provide some of our basic services in a slightly different way to really help people who don't benefit from full sight. And we started by looking at our bank cards and what more we can do there. So, it was initially, I think, very difficult to differentiate between a credit and a debit card. We've made a number of changes to the way our cards operate now. So we have them embossed and notches in certain places so you can differentiate between the cards. We've carved out a corner so you can insert the right end into a machine. And so we started with the plastic. And then as we've been working in partnership with the RNIB, we've uncovered other areas of basic banking which it made sense for us to look into and see what more we could do to support blind and partially sighted customers. And what we've done with the app for NatWest customers is to use some of the functionality that exists already on the phone called voiceover technology, which is available for iPhone and Android users, which basically talks out on the screen the features and functions that you would typically rely upon your eyes to be able to see and then to be able to navigate through different screens. And we've actually made over 160 changes to the app, so that process of using the voiceover to be able to navigate through the different features that we have within our app is much, much simpler. So for a partially sighted customer, for example, we've improved the contrast in some of the colours that we use, so it's easier to see than it was previously. The way that we read out numbers on the screens, we used to read them as, I suppose, one continuous long line, so it would come out as 59,196,000, that kind of thing, rather than obviously 591961. And small changes like that actually make a real difference to your ability to be able to move through the app seamlessly. So we've made many changes like that one to make it even easier for our customers to navigate their way through our app whilst using the voiceover commands, and that's where we've been really focusing our attention.
Now, you mentioned voiceover, just is it available on Android and iOS?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, iPhone and iOS devices support the voiceover function. You can normally find this in your settings under your accessibility menu if it's not a feature that you're familiar with. But I know it's hugely popular and has really transformed the usage of smartphones by blind and partially sighted customers.
Now, was it tested by blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, well, with all of our releases NatWest, we try and bring the customers into the process as much as we possibly can in the digital team. And with the work we've done on the app for RNIB, with the RNIB, it's been no different. So we've worked with a combination of blind and partially farsighted customers and the RNIB to really understand where the app wasn't working. And then with our own in-house development team, try and figure out the changes that we need to make in order to ensure that journey is as straightforward as possible.
Now, I know that the app's fairly new to the market, but have you had some feedback?
Yeah, so it's great to say that the feedback's been really positive. As I mentioned, we've worked very closely with our partners at the RNIB on this particular change, and as a result of that, we've been able to talk directly with customers of ours who are blind or partially sighted, and have been able to feedback positively on the changes we've made, and that's actually resulted in us being the first bank to obtain accreditation by the RNIB. RNIB for those changes, which is great. I mean, I've heard a number of stories from my colleagues who are out there talking to customers every day. The best example I had a few weeks back was a colleague who was buying a present for his wife, happened to be in a big technology store, speaking with a shop assistant who was partially sighted, mentioned where he worked, which was for the bank, NatWest, and within a day, that shop assistant was in his banking hall wanting to sign up for a NatWest reward account and bring their banking across because of the changes we've made to the app. And you know, I'm really confident that as we're the first of the big high street banks to make this type of change to our mobile banking facility, that we will not only benefit our existing customers, but we'll attract new customers to the bank as well as a result of it.
And this is just one of the many things that your group do on accessibility.
Yes, and I think that increasingly the work that we do with our digital services will be absolutely at the heart of how we improve accessibility across the bank. So I've already referenced the work that we've done to improve accessibility of our debit and credit cards if you're blind and partially sighted, and make that easier for customers. And, you know, I know that that's been phenomenally successful from just helping to orientate yourself of which side of the card to put into the machine, increasing the size of the numbers on the back of the card by 50%. So looking for those small changes which are going to make a big difference. And clearly the app and smartphones are a really important tool that's helping blind and partially sighted customers have a window on the world, and it's no different with banking. So we'll continue to invest in improving our mobile banking app, and next on the list is working with our website and some of our other digital services to ensure that those services are also at the right level.
Now, talking of your website, where can people go for more information?
Well, I think we're all very familiar with this probably piece of guidance. I'd start with Google. NatWest accessibility would be a great place to start, and what you'll find when you move into our website from there is a number of pieces of advice and tools that we have available, from a kit that will allow you to assign a check if you have dexterity problems, guidance on where you can find branches with wheelchair access, for example. I've already referenced some of our changes we've made to our plastic, and there'll also be information there on our mobile banking app. So we have an accessibility section of our website, and that's a great place to start if you want more information on the services and help we can provide you.
Great stuff. Miles Hillier, Head of Digital Service at NatWest, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.